I was a lawyer on the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2003. I had the great honor and privilege of serving Senator John Cornyn. I spent 5 years as a lawyer on that committee, working on a host of issues. One of the issues I worked on were nominations. Now, you might be asking, who are these two women? Well, Judge Janice Rogers Brown was, if my memory serves correctly, I don't have any notes, I'm doing this from memory, was a Supreme Court justice in California who was nominated to the Ninth Circuit. Priscilla Owen was nominated to the Fifth Circuit. Now, in 2003, the Democrats in the United States Senate sought to stop, that is, filibuster, stop their nominations. Their great crimes? They were conservative women. And in one case, a minority conservative woman. Those were their great crimes in 2003, ladies and gentlemen, and that is what your Democrats in the United States Senate did. Attacking them, tearing them down, blowing up the very process that people are talking about right now, the confirmation process, they attacked them. These two public servants. I met both of them, very kind and nice people, being ruthlessly attacked for simply being conservative women or a conservative minority woman. Can't have that. We can't have those dastardly Republicans appointing someone who doesn't fit the narrative by my colleagues on the other side of the aisle. But yet, that's precisely what happened in 2003. What have we seen since? We saw the complete horror show that was the Kavanaugh hearing 2 years ago. An utter disgrace by Senate Democrats. But I also remember the 2005 confirmation of Sam Alito. I also was there for the Roberts confirmation. Ask Justice Alito's lovely wife, Martha Ann, how she feels about the way her husband was treated, attacked, torn down, vilified through his confirmation proceedings by Senator Schumer. It was vitriolic. It wasn't just highlighting differences of views or judicial philosophy. It was targeting him personally and attacking. But that is the playbook that I have to suggest is the routine playbook for my colleagues on the other side of the aisle in the United States Senate. And of course, that wasn't the first time. We all know in 1987, there's a new verb in the lexicon of the confirmation process called borking, because Judge Bork was borked. They took down Judge Bork. And again, what was his great crime? He was a constitutional conservative. He was a constitutionalist. That was his great crime. It took a mere 4 years later for Justice Thomas, in his own words, to receive a high-tech lynching. Watch the video, ladies and gentlemen. It's on my Twitter feed. You can go find it, Google it. Go watch the great biopic. You can go find that on PBS. It's a great documentary on the life of Clarence Thomas, who was born in a relative poverty in Savannah, Georgia. Was raised by his grandfather. Read his book, My Grandfather's Son. A life overcoming many obstacles to end up at Yale and then to end up at the Supreme Court. And if you remember at his confirmation hearings, what did he say? He said this isn't worth it for the court. At the hearings when he was being pilloried, his character assassinated. He said, you know what? The Supreme Court isn't worth it. But you know what was worth it? And the reason he came back and the reason he shoved it right back down the throats of those members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, including, by the way, Chairman Joe Biden. because it was his character. It was his name. The name that he'd inherited and he'd had from his grandfather that loved him and raised him. It was his name. And he brought that Senate Judiciary Committee to its knees. And we should be grateful for it because he's been an excellent justice on the United States Supreme Court. And he did not deserve the attacks that he got. Let's talk about to the left of Justice Thomas, Miguel Estrada. Anybody know that name? Remember that name? Miguel Estrada is a good human being. He's a good man. He was also a nominee in the Bush administration in 2003. During that same time that I was describing with Janice Rogers Brown and Priscilla Owen, and there were others. I think there were some 50 that were filibustered during that time. I can't remember. Do you know why Miguel Estrada was filibustered? Ultimately, he was stopped. A deal was cut, and Janice Rogers Brown and Priscilla Owen ended up on the bench. Miguel Estrada was not so fortunate. Miguel Estrada was targeted and stopped precisely because he is Hispanic. That is a known truth in Washington, D.C., but nobody talks about it. You know why? Because of concerns about how a leaked memo was found. It was a leaked memo that was found on a server. It's the stuff that would be great for ethics classes in law school or undergrad about what folders are open and who can look at them and who can see them. It's a reasonable debate. But the fact of the matter is, there was a memo by Senate Democratic leadership saying, we must stop him because he's an Hispanic. Ladies and gentlemen who are watching this, this is what is wrong with Washington, D.C.